The fourth parak Mishnah Aleph, HaKoresa Megillah, somebody who's reading the Megillah, Omed V'Yoshev, has the option of either standing or sitting. Kra Echad, Kra Ohu Shnaim, one person can read it, or two people can read it at the same time together. Yatzau, your Yodze, that way, even though we typically say two voices cannot be heard, Trei Kali Lo Mishtame, in this situation, when it comes to the Mikra Megillah, it is a Davar HaChaviv, we are fond, we're going to make an effort to pay attention, so you can be Yodze, even if two or more people are synchronized and saying the Megillah together. Makom shenanu gnagu levarach yivarach, a place that they are noheg to say the bracha after the Megillah reading. Haravet rivenu, you say the bracha v'shlo levarach, and a place that they are noheg to not say the bracha after the Mikra Megillah, lo yivarach, don't say that bracha. But the brachas in advance, all three brachas are said everywhere. Basheni uvachamishu ubeshabbos b'mincha koin shlosha. When it comes to the Kriyas HaTorah on Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos Mincha, we have three people that read. We're talking about the time of Chazal, that only one person said the bracha at the beginning of the whole Kriyas HaTorah, and the last Ola said the bracha at the end, and we simply call people up to do the actual Kriya. Not each one got a bracha. So when it comes to Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos, we have three people come up and do the Kriya. Ein pochasin ve'ein mosifim aleihen. We don't have fewer than three. We also don't have more than three, or ve'ein maftirim benavi. We also don't have a haftarah. The reason why we don't have more than three and we also don't have a haftarah is because on these days, at least on Monday and Thursday, people have to get to work, so we want to shorten the tefillah a little bit, not have the more than three and not have the haftarah. And in addition, when it comes to Shabbos Mincha, people have to get home. They've been learning all day, all afternoon, and then Beis HaMedrash, they have to get home after Mincha and eat Shalosh Shudesh, Vein Maftirim Manavi, HaPoseach HaChosim BaTorah. And in addition, only the first person and the last person who are Ole Mevarach Lefanah Ule'Achareah say the Bracha before and after the Kriyas HaTorah. Mishnah Beis Ubaroshei Chodashim Uvachol Shamoid Koin Arba. When it comes to Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, we have four people come and read from the Torah. Ein Pochasim Mehen. We don't have fewer than that. And in addition, Ve'ein Mosifim Aleh, we also don't have more than four, and Ve'ein Maftirin Benavi, we also don't have a Haftorah from the Navi. Same reason as before, Rosh Chodesh, people have to get to work. Kol HaMoed, although it's usher to work, if it's for a davar avid and to avoid incurring a financial loss, it would be permitted to work accordingly. We don't want to elongate the tefillah. HaPoseach V'Achosim BaTorah B'Varach Lefanech U'L'Acharah, same statement as we had before. The first person who comes up to read, he has the bracha before the laning, and the last person has a bracha after the laning. Zaklal, this is the bottom line. Kol sheyesh ba musaf eino yomtav, any day that has musaf and is not a yomtav, in other words, Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, Korin Arba, we have four people lane. We have four people come up lane. Nowadays we have four people ola and have brachas. B'yom tov chamisha, when it comes to yomtav, we have five people. Yom Kippurim shisha, Yom Kippur, we have six people have aliyahs. Meshabbos Shiva, when it comes to Shabbos, we have seven. Ein po chasimuem, we never have less than on Yom Tov five, Yom Kippur six, and Shabbos seven. Aval mosifim aleinu maftirim benavini. But you can have more than that. You can have osafas, and we also have a haftarah. We have each of those days has a maftir and haftarah. Haposeach v'achosim b'torah, same statement we've seen twice before. Only the first person and the last person, mevarach lefaneu l'achara, have brachas. Mishnah Gimel, ein porsin al shema, poris pi al shema. We have 10 people that came late to the minion, they didn't hear somebody say Kaddish and Baruch Hu, so one person can get up and say Kaddish and Baruch Hu for all of them. That's called Pores Al Shema, and continue and say the Berachas Kriya Shema Vein Ovrin Lifnei Atevim. We don't have somebody get up to act as the Chazan for Chazarat Hashas Vein Nosim Eskapeim the Kohanim. We don't have them Duchen to have Nesias Kapeim Vein Korim B'Torah. We don't have Kriya Satorah Vein Maftirim Benavi. We don't have Torah Vein Osi Ma'amad Umosh. Of those that we listed till now, those are called Dvarim Shep Kedusha, Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, etc. You need 10 men above the age of Bar Mitzvah, but Chazal instituted other things as well that should require 10. For example, Ve'ino Osin Ma'amaru Moshev, on the way to a kfura burying somebody, they would stop 7 times along the way. That's Ma'amaru Moshev, stand and sit. They would sit along the way and then stand and continue going 7 times, and they would have eulogies at each of the stops. Vein Omrim Birkas Avelim. We also, after the actual kfura, there was a special bracha that was said to the Avelim, Tanchume Avelim, and also they would stand in rows and give a consolation to the Avelim. Ubirkas Chasanim, that is the Sheva brachas, either at the chup or at the meals thereafter. Ve'ein mezamnim b'shem, if we had 10 people eating together above the age of Bar Mitzvah, 10 men, we add Elokeinu, all of those require Pachas Me'asar. We don't do any of those with fewer than 10 men above the age of Bar Mitzvah. Karkos, if somebody donated karka land to the Beis HaMikdash and somebody wants to redeem it, purchase it from the Beis HaMikdash, It needs to be valued, and you need 10 people to do that. Tisha of a coin, it has to be 9, and at least one additional has to be a coin for a total of 10. The Adam is somebody who also gave a donation to the Beis HaMikdash of the value of somebody else. I'm going to donate the value of Haimi, of Chaim, of somebody else. Kayot Sebahem also requires 10 people. At least one of them has to be a coin. Mishnah Dalet, a kore betorah, somebody who's laning, lo yivchos mishlosha psokim. We don't lane fewer than 3 psukim at a time. So each aliyah has to have at least 3 psukim. Lo yikra lemeturgaman yoser mipasuk echad. At the time of Ezra, at the galus of Bavel, they instituted, because people didn't speak Hebrew, that they would translate. They would, it was a translation of the laning, pasuk by pasuk, into Aramaic. That was the language that was understood at the time. So the Baal Korah would read one pasuk, and they would have the mitargem, the translator, translate one pasuk at a time, of a Navi. But if he was translating the Navi, the Haftorah, there would be 3 psukim at a time. Shlosh, ayu shlosh in shalosh parshios. However, if in the Navi, they were separate items. They were literally separate parshios. 7 paragraphs, separate in yonim, then koinechad vechad, they would do pasuk by pasuk. Midalgim benavi ve'madalgim betorah. When they would want to skip to go from place to place in the Navi, they would be able to skip even to different inyanim, even to different concepts. They would skip when it came to the Torah. They could not skip from subject to subject, only within the same subject. For example, when it comes to the laning vayachal on a fast day, we skip the few psukim because it's the same subject. Vat kamahu medalek. So when you're skipping either in the Navi to different subjects or within the same subject, or when you're skipping in the Torah only in the same subject, how much can you skip? Because it's going to take a little time. Ad kedesha lo yivsok hameturgaman. You have to finish rolling the scroll before the translator finishes his translation. In other words, there shouldn't be a downtime, a tircha de tibura. So in other words, you have to roll very quickly and finish before the translator. Mishnah, hey, I'm after Vinavi. Somebody who has the Haftarah was looked at as a lower kibud than the other aliyahs, because the maftir could be said by and the brachas can be said by someone who's not yet bar mitzvah. So they wanted to make it more dignified. So hu pores al shema, they would also give him the ability to say kaddish and baruch hu on behalf of everyone, v'hu over lifnei hateva, and they would also have him do the chazarat hashatz for everyone else, v'hu nosei as kapav, and if he was a kohen, he would lead the nesios kapayim. In other words, he would start the bracha before the other kohanim. V'im haya katan, as we mentioned, a katan, somebody below the age of bar mitzvah, is permitted to have the maftir to do the haftorah, so he would not be able to be pores al shema. He can't say dvarim shagudusha, kaddish baruch hu, he can't do the chazarat hashatz. So in such a situation, aviv o rabo ovrin Aliado, neither his father as Rebbe would do those parts of the service that a katan cannot do. Mishnah Vav katan, if we have somebody below the age of bar mitzvah, meikor adin kore b'torah, he is permitted to read the Torah, kriya satorah, umetargim, he can also act as the translator into Aramaic. Aval eino pores al shema, he cannot do the pores al shema. In other words, he can't say the kaddish and baruch hu on behalf of the tzibur. That's a davar shab kedusha. You have to be mar mitzvah. Veino over lifnei atev. Also, he cannot act as the chazan for the chazrat hashas. Veino nose as kapav. If he's the only kohen there, because he's not bar mitzvah, it would not be covered for the tzibur if he was the only person doing the nesias kapayim. Pocheya, somebody whose clothing is tattered, his shoulders are showing, his arms are showing, his legs, because he's not wearing proper clothing. It's tattered. It's torn. It just doesn't have a lot of material. Pores al shema, nonetheless, he can still be pores al shema, say kaddish and baruch, because that's not being the chazan. That's just somebody saying it from his position, wherever he's located in the shul. He can also act umetargim. He can also be the translator of the kriyas Torah. Aval eino kore b'torah, he's not permitted to read the Torah. That would not be covered for the Torah if his clothing is tattered. Ve'eino over lifnei hateva, he also cannot act as the chazan for chazarat hashas. That's not covered of a sibur. Ve'eino nose as kapav, he also cannot duchen. That would also not be covered hatzibur. Suma, somebody who is blind, porus al shema, can be porus al shema. What would be the problem? Because we have the bracha yotzer oru v'rechoshech, and this is a person who doesn't see, so is not benefiting from the light and the darkness. Umetargim also can be translated, but nonetheless we're saying that Suma can porus al shema. The reason of chachamim is because even if he's not benefiting himself, other words, people who do help that Suma, that blind person, are benefiting from the light. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Koshala Ra'am, Oros Miyamav, anyone who has never been able to see in his lifetime, is blind his whole life, Eino Pores Al Shema, cannot say the bracha of Yotzer Or, so accordingly, he cannot be the one who's going to say Kaddish and Baruch Hu, because that continues into having to say the bracha of Kriya Shema. Mishnah Zayin, Kohen Sheish Biada Mumim, Kohen who has blemishes on his hand, he's deformed on his hand, Lo Yisa As Kapav, he should not duchen, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, not only that, Av Misha Yoyada Tzvus Istis Upua, somebody whose hands were discolored, they were colored with dyes, a blue dye, a red dye, also Lo Yisa As Kapav, also should not duchen, Mipnei Sha'av Mistaklim, but because people are staring at it, we're talking about either at the time of the Beis Hamikdash, that the Shechina was Shora and the hands, people should not be looking at the Shechina on the hands of the Kohen, or even not at the time of the Beis Hamikdash or outside of the Beis Hamikdash, because that would cause a Hesach Hadas, staring at hands that have a blemish or that are dyed, and we have to pay attention to the Bracha of the Kohanim. Mishnah Chesa Omer. Somebody who says, Eini over lifnei hateva betzuim, I'm not going to go act as the chazan wearing colored clothing, only in white clothing. That's something that the heretics were mocked on. Af bilavanim lo yavar, we don't let him act as the chazan, even if he's wearing white clothing, because we're concerned he has some heresy in his head. Besandal eini over, I'm not going to daven with sandalim, with sandals or shoes on. I'm only going to go barefoot. Again, that's something that the heretics were mocked on, to only daven as the chazan, as barefoot. Af yachef lo yavar, we don't let him daven even barefoot. Ha'osa tfilaso agula, somebody who makes his tfilah, his tfilin rounded, it's a sakana for him, because he could bang his head and it can blemish him. Ve'ein ba mitzvah, and in addition, it's not even a mitzvah, the tfilin, it's a halacha l'moshe misinai, that you have to be squared. Nesanal mitzcho, or pasiado, somebody who's wearing the tfilin literally on his forehead or between his eyes or on the palm of his hand. In other words, he's reading the pasuk literally, that it's al yadech, v'yutotavos b'nei necha, and he's disregarding the Torah Shabbat that pad that tells us it's not literally between your eyes, but it's on the forehead, it's above the forehead where the hair ends. And it's on, not on your hand literally, it's on your bicep. Hareza derech aminos, if somebody would wear it on the palm or on the forehead, that is a way of heresy. Tzipan zav, somebody who made the batim instead of out of leather, he makes it out of gold. Or nesanal gabe unkalish lo, he's wearing it on his sleeve. Hareza derech hachitzonim, this is people who are outside the explanation of Chazal. Chazal tell us that it has to be made of leather, it's based on a pasuk, it has to be worn directly. Lachalaos, it has to be directly on you, for you, as an us, as the shalyad has to be directly on the arm and not on the outside. In other words, not on top of clothing. Mishnah Tessa Omer Yevaruch Chatovim. Somebody says only people who are good should give bracha to Hashem. In other words, we should exclude people who are sinners from coming to minyan, from coming and being part of the tzibur. Hareza derech haminus, that is heresy, because we want to include everybody in Klal Yisrael, even if they're sinners. Al kan tzibur yagiu rachamecha kadosh baruch hu. Just as you have compassion on the baby bird, you should have compassion on us as well. In other words, he's saying that the whole basis for that mitzvah is compassion, and not that we're keeping it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us we have to keep it. Va'al tov yizachar shemecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should thank you for the good. In other words, we shouldn't thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the bad. We shouldn't thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything. Everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the intention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything should be for the good. So we should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu both for the good and the bad, not just the good. Modi modim, somebody who's in shul and during Shemoneh Esrei, he says modim, thank you twice. It's as if he is davening to two deities. Meshatkin, so we have to make sure he stops. We have to silence him. Hamechaneba arayus meshakina. So somebody reads the psukim dealing with illicit relations with women in an incorrect way. He changes the verbiage so it's not read literally. Homer mizarachal lositen lahavir lamolach. Somebody who reads the is or the pasuk that says you can't pass your child in front of a molach. Find the form of a rezora, passing the child through fire, and he reads it not kipshuto. In other words, he's thwarting the halach. He's reading it in a way that's incorrect, then people will learn halacha incorrectly. He reads it as follows: Mizarachlo sitenla abara ba'armoyusa. You shouldn't have a child from an Aramean, from a non-Jewish woman. In other words, he's not reading the psukim accurately, and he's teaching people halacha the wrong way, because then mashatkin oso benezivo. We have to shut him up with strength. We have to make sure that he is silent. Mishnah Yud, the last Mishnah, says as follows: Maase Reuven, the Maisa of Reuven, that he moved the bed of Bila. When we're reading the Kriya Satorah, Nikra, obviously we have to read it. We can't skip anything. The Torah v'lo mitargim. However, we don't translate it at the time that there was a translator of the Psukim, because we don't want to embarrass Reuven. Ma'ashet Tamar, Nikra, umitargim, the Maisa with Tamar and Yehuda. Or we're talking about when Amnon raped his half-sister. They were both children of David HaMelech, but half-siblings. That we read, and also we translate it. Ma'ase Egel HaRishon is talking about when Klal Yisrael were planting the Egel before Aaron is involved, and the Torah effectively looks like it blames Aaron for it. Nikru and the Makar Targum, the first part of the Ma'ase Egel before Aaron's involvement, we read it, we also translate it. We're not worried about being Mevayesh Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael has to know they did something wrong, and hopefully it inspires Tshuva Basheni when it comes to Aaron being blamed for the Ma'ase Egel. Nikru, we read it, V'lo Metargum, but we don't translate it in public into Aramaic. Birkas Kohanim has the same halacha, that we read it in the Torah, but we don't translate it because people may misunderstand the pasuk Yisashem Panav Elecha, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu will find favor in Klal Yisrael, even if they're sinners, they'll say. So we want to make sure people don't translate it incorrectly. Ma'aseh David va'Amnon, we mentioned before the ma'aseh of Amnon raping his half sister Tamar. So the psukim that relate David to Amnon, in other words, there are two psukim that say that Amnon was David's child. We don't want to embarrass David HaMelech that his child Amnon did something so disgraceful as raping his half sister. Lo nikraim v'lo metargumim. We don't read that as a haftor. We also don't translate it. And the Mishnah has a machlokis now. Ein maftirim b'markava. The Tanakama here says that when we have a haftorah, we don't take the ma'aseh merkava, talking about this, the heavens and the creation and the difficult things to understand. It's in Yecheskel Aleph. We don't have a haftorah because we're concerned people are going to try to understand it, and it's not intelligible to anyone except the greatest Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Yehuda Mati. Rabbi Yehuda says we can have that as a haftorah. We're not concerned that people are going to try to understand it. They're not going to go that deep in it. They won't understand it. Rabbi Eliezer Omer in Maftorah. We also don't say haftorah from the psukim in Yecheskel Tetzayin Hodes Yerushalayim because it discusses this, the disgrace of Yerushalayim, which we don't want to remember.